The lesson is that you are going to have many times in your practices, many times in your business, where you're going to have a lot of heat. And what I see so often is you have to understand that the breakthrough is just about to happen. He's an Italian scientist, Ilya Pregazzone, something along those lines. He won a Nobel Prize for this work. And he, you know the concept of energy is neither created nor destroyed? Yeah. So what he was able to show was that when you put a living organism, if you look under a microscope and you look and you put something under pressure, and i.e. heat. You put a lot of pressure on it. It begins to quiver and it looks like it's going to explode. How many of you ever felt overwhelmed and felt like you're going to explode before? Cool. So a living organism, like lots of pressure, lots of life pressure, lots of family pressure. And what you see in life, I see it a lot in my position, is when the pressure gets really high, you've got two choices. You stay in the heat or you jump out of the pot. Now, often what happens is, there's three ways to play the game. Pretend to play is one of them. And that's generally what happens for a lot of people. What will happen is that the pressure gets so high, running practices, running businesses, etc., that there becomes like a tipping point. And this has all got to do with mental and emotional, if you will, putting under pressure. And where there's so much pressure on this living organism, i.e. heat. And just when you think that the organism's going to explode under all this pressure, what actually happens is often, first and foremost, there is a little bit of let's call it energy, i.e. emotion. How many of you felt a little bit emotional under the heat before? Sometimes there's a little emotion, but in the living organism exercise, there was a release of gas, etc., that came through with the living organism. But then what happened, instead of exploding, crucially, if the living organism stays under the heat, but even more crucially, under the right context, the living organism undergoes a significant change. Crucially, under the right context. So, if I'd made you guys do the exercise yesterday with Eddie Murphy, within the first 30 minutes of walking into the room, would that have been the right context? Would I have sufficiently created rapport? Some of you have never been in a room with me before. Would I have sufficiently been able to create enough rapport for you to get the most out of that exercise and the safe place? The answer is no, not yet. So crucially, if I'd put you all under the heat, under pressure, and not created the safe space, if this organism stays in the heat, in the right context, what happens is it undergoes a cellular change, and the cellular change is always, what's the word?
Always.
Stronger than the original cellular composition. Okay, so you can check him out. That's Prignon, I think. Yes. So he won a Nobel Prize for this work. But here's the lesson. Everyone say, what's the lesson, Ryan? The lesson is that you are going to have many times in your practices, many times in your business, where you're going to have a lot of heat. And what I see so often is You have to understand that the breakthrough is just about to happen. There's a threshold. But often, we take ourselves out of the heat, and all we felt is frustration, and we never get the breakthrough. You guys understand, yes?
Yes.
It happens in many areas in life. So it happens in my practices. Sometimes associates, there's an associate I've been working with, and he's really, really battled for many years. He's really battled. And the other day, someone said to me, he's over 100. He's over 100. And I was like, wow, you know. And I came to Quentin and I said, you know, it just shows. If you just stay in the breakthrough will come. But what happens is we find ourselves, same in coaching groups a lot of the time. It's like, you can ask my Inner Circle members. We have some amazing people in the Inner Circle members who are achieving amazing things. And then what happens is they'll post their wins on the Facebook group. And Inner Circle members, you can relate to this, is sometimes when you see somebody else who got 50 new patients on one Friday, you go, fuck. Like, now, there's two things that happen. Sometimes people really battle the environment because they feel bad about themselves, and then they take themselves out of the... But what you have to crucially understand is that that is created for a reason. The tighter the context, the higher the performance of the team, so you want to be going, if you are constantly going, wow, like, I've got this, there's trouble. You want the people around you to continually put you in the heat. You want the people around you to hold you accountable. You want, by virtue of their performance, all that'll happen is your performance will be dragged up consciously or subconsciously, whether you realize it or not. But crucially, you have to stay in the heat. Now, I'm not just talking about my group, but I've seen it so many times. I told you a story yesterday about how I'm negotiating right now, and it's not finished, but it's more me like waiting for it, but there's a £500,000 contract on the line for me for 4 days of speaking a month next year, right? And but what no one knows is that for the first 18 months, I paid my own way, flights, accommodation, and got paid not 1 cent to be at an event from 9 in the morning till 11 o'clock at night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, finish, fly home from freaking wherever in Europe, get home at like 3 o'clock, and I left on Thursday at like 1 o'clock, and for a year, I easily paid out 10 grand. So I paid for my tuition, my opportunity. Now you see this, but my tuition was, the secret to success is to... And the reason I win is because, do you know how many people dropped out of that, in that process? Not many people said, fuck it. I'm not gonna, there's no way, I'm done. Because was it easy? Freaking no, it was hard leaving my wife and family and stuff like that. And that, but I knew the opportunity to learn the skill set was all I needed, you know. So I got such a blessing. Now I get paid and get paid well. But I had to do the time and I only got the breakthrough. I mean, can you imagine if I'd taken myself? It's amazing, hey? The breakthrough happens always. When, please?
Always.
When you want to, just about when you want to give up. And some people jump out of the pot and others stay in the pot or under the pressure or in the heat. Whenever I'm feeling very overwhelmed, I literally just go, I'm in the heat. I'm in the heat. I'm in the heat. I realize I'm in the heat. I'm in the heat. And I don't know when the breakthrough is going to come, but I know that if I take myself out of the heat, I'm going to have lost all the, like, because let's say this is like a slow process. It's like, this is like 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, whatever it is. Pressure. And here I go, well, fuck it, I'm done. With the group, with the thing, with the this, with the business, with the whatever. Or stop playing to win, I pretend to play. And then I lose all that work to prepare those cells. When I was like, it was another 2 months away from getting there. The cellular change. And the whole process is about staying in the heat. What's it about?
Staying in the heat.
Hey guys, thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button and turn on the notifications so you know exactly when I'm coming on to give you a great tip.